Hello, this is Tim Nguyen, composer of the original score to Freaks, and you are listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 98, where composer Tim Nguyen talks about his original score for the feature film, Freaks. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net or wherever you find quality podcasts. Tim Nguyen is a California-based composer for feature films, television series, documentaries, and video games. He studied at the USC School of Music under Elmer Bernstein, Christopher Young, Buddy Baker, and Jerry Goldsmith. Some of his career highlights include feature films To Save a Life, Starving Games, and Descendant, and he's composed for video games such as XCOM 2, Darkness 2, Command & Conquer, Red Alert 3, and for TV shows Mech, X4, Supernatural, and The Deep End. Directors Zach Lipovsky and Adam Stein's Freaks portrays the story of 7-year-old Chloe, who lives in both fear under her father's protective and paranoid control and fascination of the outside world, where abnormals create a constant threat, or so she believes. When a mysterious stranger offers her a glimpse of what's really happening outside, Chloe soon finds that while the truth isn't so simple, the danger is very real. The film was released on September 13, 2019. In this episode, composer Tim Nguyen opens up 6 tracks from his original score. He reveals his musical ideas behind several of the main character themes, and even how one theme, originally written for one character, was eventually used for another. Tim shares which piece convinced him that a live orchestra was going to be needed for the score, and lastly, how having 2 directors on a film can lead to a unique musical challenge for the composer.
Freaks is a sci-fi, horror, dramatic thriller. It stars Emil Hirsch, Bruce Dern, and Lexi Colker. And this is the first track on the soundtrack entitled Freaks. This piece derives from a motif that I wrote for when Chloe uses her special powers. Unfortunately, there wasn't that scene or enough time to properly develop the theme. So after I finished scoring the film, I never got that opportunity to really develop the theme ideas that I heard in my head. So I was able to put this on the end titles and also on the soundtrack album. To me, this piece captures the emotional quality of the film. It's sort of magical, mysterious, sort of a scary fairy tale. The main thing I did for this theme, and also Chloe's theme, is I used the minor and major chords together. It kind of captured the sweetness and sadness that I was going for in her music. I was lucky enough to read the script for Freaks before they filmed. This piece of music is entitled To the Park and was the first piece of music I wrote after reading the script. In the film, this underscores Chloe's first journey to the outside world. It's the first time she sees trees, kids riding on bicycles, the wind blowing through her hair. It's kind of a magical moment for Chloe. But she also sees billboards for the first time that describe freaks as being a dangerous sort of enemy element that are to be reported. And this is the first time in the movie you hear a live orchestra play Chloe's theme. We tried to keep the sound, you know, sort of pensive and quiet while Chloe is hiding in her house. I used an upright felt piano to play her theme mostly. And this is sort of the first moment that the score kind of gets broad and big. The next piece of music is called Time Bubble. This is the place in the film where Chloe learns for the first time that her father is also a freak. The ironic part about this piece of music is when I first saw this scene in the film, I knew that it had to be scored by a live orchestra. But if you look for it in the film, the music is largely left out due to all the sound effects going on. And of course, it's one of my favorite pieces of music that I wrote for Freaks. This cue is called She Looks Like an Angel. I wrote this cue for Chloe's mother, who is played by Amanda Crew in the movie. I really wanted a beautiful, lyrical, yet plaintive theme to kind of describe their emotion between Chloe and her mother. I actually wrote this theme while I was writing Chloe's theme, but when I put it up against picture, I felt like the emotion fit Chloe's mother much better than Chloe herself. This is the first time in the film that you get to hear Chloe's theme. It's the theme that I probably spent the most amount of time on because you hear it so often in the film. Her theme needed to be able to convey many emotions, quiet and pensive as it is here, and strong and almost maniacal later in the film. I must have written about 7 or 8 variations of this, with many notes, not too many notes, and for whatever reason, 5 notes seemed to be the right way to handle Chloe. Much like with the Freaks cue, I wrote this as a longer piece of music, but for the film, it needed to be simplified to fit the scene. And you may be wondering why it's titled Eleanor Reed. Well, it's titled Eleanor Reed because that's the alias she has to use when she's hiding. One of the powers her dad has is the ability to manipulate time. So if you listen closely, in many of the cues, I use reverse and backwards sounding instruments to kind of convey that sort of element that time is changing and altering. Thank you. The last piece of music I'd like to play for you is called Hellfire. It's a slow build-up to the climax of the film. Freaks was directed and produced by Zach Lipovsky and Adam Stein. Now, having two directors can sometimes get a little tricky, especially if they haven't agreed on which direction they want the music to take in the film. Now, luckily, Zach and Adam were really great to work with, and there wasn't any problems on the music direction, except on this piece of music. So to resolve it, I ended up writing it in two different ways, and then after seeing it against the picture, we all voted, and this is the way it ended up in the film. Thank you for listening to my score for Freaks. I really appreciate it and hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Tim Wynn and his original score for the feature film Freaks. The original score for Freaks was released on September 6, 2019 by MovieScore Media and can be purchased at Amazon.com, iTunes, or streamed on Spotify or Apple Music. And you can find out more and hear more music by Tim Wynn at his official site, timwynn.net. And you can follow him on Twitter at timwynn_. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net. Or you can subscribe wherever quality podcasts are found. And wherever you do listen, we'd love for you to leave us a rating or a review. And if you think you know someone who might enjoy The Annotator, please tell them about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator, or on Facebook or Instagram at The Annotator, or send us your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.